This piece was written as a complete dialogue of the scriptures from Genesis to Jesus in 5 minutes. When I present the poem, I draw a picture of a tree with a forbidden fruit. At the conclusion of the poem, I erase the tree and the picture of Jesus' face appears beneath. If you're interested in the method I use to accomplish this trick, feel free to email me for instructions. The Choices Tree. In the beginning, there was God with His own, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit on the throne. Out of the darkness He chose to create the heavens and the planets so awesome and great. The earth appeared on the very first day. It was formless and empty, a big blob of clay. In the first 5 days, He continued to give the necessities of creation that we might live. He created a great star to give us light and millions of smaller ones to guide our night. He divided the earth into water and land and created the sky with His mighty hand. The grass began to grow, and the flowers to bud, and up came the trees through the watery mud. The ocean was filled with fish in schools, and the birds took flight as if they made the rules. Creation was a marvelous place to behold, and it all began with nothing. Then God started to mold. What a wonderful garden, with every delight. But something was missing, something's not right. There was too much beauty for God alone, so He created man to share His home. He picked up some clay and looked in the mirror, and out of His hands, man did appear. It was His greatest creation. It topped the rest. The birth of man was surely the best. In 6 short days, He created everything and gave it to man to rule and reign. Man was handed the freedom to choose, with only one limitation: he couldn't lose. Stay away from the tree in the middle was all. But how could it hurt? How could we fall? It looked okay, it was pleasing to the eye, and the serpent was begging us to give it a try. It was just a fruit, such a simple choice, and soon we were hiding from God's holy voice. We closed our ears and walked to the tree, claiming, "We want a choice, we want to be free. We'll make our decisions and throw caution to the wind and deal with the consequences in the end." God made it so easy, with only one rule, and we had to break it and play the fool. But Jesus said, "Wait, I'll try them again. I'll go in person and become their friend. They'll see my example and choose God's love and turn their eyes toward things above." But we made our choice when Pilate asked, "Who?" "We want Barabbas. Kill the Jew." Again, we returned to our choices tree and nailed our Messiah for all to see. We'll make our decisions no matter who we harm. We believe we'll be safe with our wit and charm, but one day we'll be judged by our choices tree, whose name has been changed to Calvary. And the decisions we made will hang on each branch, mocking the times that we had a chance to open our heart and let Jesus in, to heal the hurt and forgive the sin. But you have a choice. If you're here today, there really is freedom in choosing His way. Jesus conquered the tree to pay our price. He suffered our pain as a loving sacrifice. The choices tree is for the dead. Walk away and choose the garden instead. Your sins and failures He will gladly erase. When you turn to Him and seek His face, what a wonderful garden, with every delight, when we look past the tree and keep Jesus in sight.